Chapter 86. I think I see them up ahead, said Sally. Tim peered through the windscreen and nodded. The white Ford Explorer was about 8 cars ahead in the inside lane. I should get a bit closer, she said, pressing down on the accelerator. She took a look in the rearview mirror. A green SUV was coming up behind her, and her eyes narrowed when she saw that the man in the front passenger seat was holding what looked like a sawn-off shotgun. Tim, she said, I think we might have a problem. The SUV got to about 30 feet behind her before it slowed to match her speed. Tim started to turn, but Sally hissed at him not to. Check your wing mirror, she said. Tim dropped down in his seat slightly to give himself a better view. Shit, he said. That's a fucking shotgun. Do you recognize them? No, she said. Look, they're going to have to overtake to attack us, and they'll be on our right. She pressed the button to lower the window by the right passenger seat. They won't be able to shoot us until they're almost level, so you'll be able to get a shot in first. Are you sure? Sure about what? Sure about shooting at them? We could be prosecuted. Tim, if we don't, we'll be dead. The wind was blowing through the open window, and they had to raise their voices to be heard. Okay, okay, he said, sitting up again. But if I have to shoot through the window behind you, the barrel is going to be bloody close to your head. It could seriously damage your ears. Plus, I'll only have a very small angle to fire through. Sally's eyes flicked back to the rearview mirror. The green SUV was closer now. At least one of the windows was open. How about this? Get them to overtake on my side, said Tim. I'll get a clear shot, and the guy with the shotgun will have to fire through their car to get to me. And how do I do that? She accelerated a little, but couldn't go too fast, as there was a truck ahead of her. Move over to the right lane, then brake hard, and they'll have no choice other than to come up on our left. Sally nodded. Okay, she said. Tim pressed the button to open the passenger side window. He raised the gun so that it was in his lap, then leaned forward and pulled the lever to push his seat back a few inches. Sally checked the rearview mirror again. The SUV was closer now. Then she looked at her wing mirror. There was a line of 3 cars moving up the outside lane behind her, led by a black BMW. Ready? Asked Sally. Tim swallowed. As I'll ever be. Sally took a final look in her rearview mirror. The SUV driver was looking to his right, checking out the cars that were overtaking. She realized he was getting ready to make his move. She turned the wheel to the right, moving to the edge of her lane, and then crossed into the outside lane. The driver of the BMW pounded on his horn, and as he did, Sally stamped on the brake. She felt her seatbelt tighten across her chest, and the tires squealed. She concentrated on keeping the car going straight, but she managed to flick her eyes to the rearview mirror and saw the green SUV coming up on their left. Tim had his carbine up, and he slipped his finger over the trigger. The SUV's windows were open, and there were 2 handguns pointing out. Sally took a quick look to the left. The driver of the SUV was snarling like an angry dog. The front passenger had the shotgun up, but he was on the wrong side to take a shot. Tim swung the carbine out of the window. For a moment, Sally thought he was going to shoot the driver, but then he dropped his aim and fired 3 shots at the front tire. The tire exploded, and the front of the SUV dropped. There was a shower of sparks from the wheel hub scraping along the tarmac, and then the vehicle flipped and rolled. Sally moved back into the left-hand lane. The BMW accelerated past her. The SUV continued to roll down the road behind her with a scream of tortured metal and breaking glass. Tim pulled his carbine back in and pressed the button to raise his window. Sally closed the rest of the windows. She checked in her rearview mirror. The SUV had finally come to a halt, upside down. The traffic behind it was slowing, but cars were still driving past the wreckage. Nice, said Sally. I can't believe I just did that, said Tim, resting back in his seat. I'm glad you did, said Sally. I guess all those years playing Grand Theft Auto finally paid off. He laughed, but she could hear the tension in his voice. She was just as edgy. They had put 1 car out of commission, but it was far from over.